Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Now let's get into an atmosphere of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so honored to be able to take 15 minutes to pause and acknowledge you and your word as priority in our lives. All glory to your holy name. We invite the Holy Spirit to have free reign. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. So I'd like to pose a question to you. Have you ever had a situation or been presented with something you just don't want to address? Maybe an uncomfortable conversation, a court date, a school exam, maybe a work test, Maybe you've got some IRS issues. Just saying IRS just bothers you, right? Maybe you need to create a budget and you're not ready to do that yet. You're having signs and symptoms and you need to schedule an appointment, but you won't make a doctor's appointment. Some of you are in fear of speaking in public. Or maybe you've been dreading going on a dating app or putting yourself out there on social media. Well, whether you want to face it or not, whatever you're afraid of, whatever that thing is that makes you uncomfortable, that thing you've been avoiding to confront, it's not going away until you face it. The title of today's message is Face It. Glory to God. Our Street Love Bible story, we're going to the book of Jonah. And I'm going to be basically improvising, but on your own, you can read the chapters 1 and 2, because that's what I'm pretty much going to be doing my message out of. So the book of Jonah begins, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, go at once to Nineveh and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Jonah promptly ran in the opposite direction. Now Nineveh was a prominent Assyrian city, the capital of the empire. The Assyrians were noted for being really cruel in battle. Their troops would sweep through villages, killing infants. And they were so notorious for what they did that the nations trembled just thinking about them. And Jonah had no interest in preaching to these people of the city, and he felt they deserved to remain in spiritual darkness. Jonah instead went to Joppa on the coast and boarded on a ship bound for Tarshish. During the voyage, a storm nearly broke the ship apart. In the face of certain death, the sailors cried out, each to their own God. They pitched a cargo into the sea, and in the process, they found Jonah sleeping in the hold. And they said, get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will spare us a thought so we do not perish. You see, in ancient times, most tragedies were considered punishment for sin. With this perspective, the sailors cast lots to determine the guilty party, and the lot fell to Jonah. And Jonah said that they must throw him into the sea because his disobedience was the reason for the storm. Finally, when the storm increased, they could no longer control the ship. The men reluctantly threw him overboard. And then a great fish swallowed Jonah. And during the 3 days and nights he spent in the belly, Jonah prayed and thanked the Lord for having saved him from drowning in the sea. As a matter of fact, in chapter 2, verse 9, he refers to the Lord as his salvation. And you need to refer to the Lord as your salvation. Glory to God. The fish finally spat him out after he prayed and thanked God unto the shore, only a day's walk from Nineveh. Again, God instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh, taking the message that if the people did not change their ways, stop being so mean and stop being so wicked, that their city would fall in 40 days. To Jonah's astonishment and dismay, the Ninevites believed the message and repented. The word of the Lord. Now, the three street love points I'd like to outline. Point number one, Jonah was presented with a request. The request was God instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh, take the message that if people didn't change their ways, that their city would fall in 40 days. And Jonah responded by running the opposite way. He did not want to do that assignment. Now, is that you? Always going or doing the opposite of what God has instructed? Selah. Pause and think on that. Point number two. Jonah prayed to God in the belly of the fish and gave thanksgiving for saving him. No matter what situation has been presented to you, the negative diagnosis, the rejection from a loved one, losing a job, you must be thankful that your God offers salvation for every scenario you could experience. You can do this. You can face it. Yes, it'll hurt. Yes, it'll be hard. But just be honest. Tell God, I'm afraid. I don't have enough money for this. I don't know how I'm going to get through this situation. And just remember, the God's word says he'll cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. That means he'll help you face what you're afraid of. He'll help you address that uncomfortable situation. And he'll lead you to confront what you've been avoiding. Did you hear me? He's the God that offers salvation for every scenario you could experience. And when you face it, his salvation will cause you to triumph. Already been redeemed, delivered, and healed of every scenario. But you have to face it. Believing God is your salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Point number three, be willing and obedient to do what God instructs. God saved Jonah, and he had to then go face and go do what he didn't want to do, right? And God saved you, and now you can face whatever it is, whatever you're afraid of, you can face it. You can address the uncomfortable situation. You can now face it and confront what you've been avoiding. And when you are willing and obedient to do what God instructs you to do, despite your reservations, you'll eat the good of the land. In other words, you'll prosper in the area you didn't want to address. Isn't that just like God? He's a God who offers salvation for you to face it. Glory to God. The street love, or should I say Sister Shelley's street love personal story. I'm going to be pretty transparent in what I'm about to share. The one thing that hovers over me constantly since I graduated from Bible school in 2009 is whether I'm to continue working in the secular arena or go into ministry full-time. My mind can't imagine stepping out into ministry without my mortgage being paid off first or completely being out of debt. And because of this, even if God is trying to make this request to me to let go of my secular job and go into ministry full-time, my response is like Jonah in the fish's belly. I'm just praying to be let out. I really don't want to face it. I am afraid. It's very uncomfortable, and I've been avoiding confronting it until now. So my next steps are to be thankful in the fish's belly. That's my job. And when he lets me out, I'll be willing and obedient to face it and let God be my salvation in the ministry. To God be all the glory. In conclusion, we're all going through something, Sister Shelley included. Most of us know that the real street love walk can be fearful, uncomfortable, and unpleasant. You know, some of us just need to spend more time in the Word, and we're just not ready to do that. We need to listen to it more. We need to turn the TV off, turn the sports channel off, turn that reality show off, and listen and read the Word more. But hopefully this message has hit home for you and you realize that our God offers salvation for you to face it. Just stay willing and obedient. Amen. Well, I hope this message was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Glory to God. Well, Street Love family, I have a second invitation. And that's if you would like to rededicate your life to Christ. This invitation is for those who may have received Jesus years ago. You know, when you were 5 years old, maybe even last year. But maybe you walked away. We refer to that as being backslidden. And you would like to rededicate your life. The scripture reference is 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you're ready, you just confess underneath your breath anything you want to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your dear, beloved son or daughter has come back to you wholeheartedly, Father God. They are confessing their sins to you right now based on 1 John 1 and 9. And we are thanking you, Father God, for forgiving them and cleansing them. And right now, they are in right standing back with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Do you hear that bell? That bell is just for you. Those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives to Christ. Hallelujah. There are angels giving glory just for that decision you made today. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. Yes, Sister Shelley has a free gift, and you can redeem it by going to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, the contact button, and let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Glory to God. Oh, I get so excited right now. Hallelujah. Let's go through our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Southfield, River Rouge, Texas, Atlanta, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? And if you are feeling led, if you have a church that you would like the street ministry to come out and come right in front of your church, reach out to Sister Shelley and let's pray together and see if that is something that God wants for both of us. Glory to God. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. All I ask is if you could just share it with your friends and loved ones. It's just 15 minutes and you've been praying for them anyway, or maybe they're not listening to the word enough and need to. So just say, hey, I got something for us to listen to. Glory to God. Get your calendars out. I need you to save this date, August 3rd, 2023. We're going to have our 10-year ministry anniversary fundraiser that day, and I'd really love to see you in person, and if you could join us, I would just be so honored. The location is to be determined, but I will announce it. Glory to God. Again, that's August 3rd, 2023. Save the date. To contact me or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Family, we've done everything we need to today. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. And now we need to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, Street Love family. I pray this is the best week you've ever had and that you receive exactly what God has for you. Just take it by faith. Have an ear to hear what he has for you because it's just for you. It's not for your friends. It's not for your family members. It's just for you. Be obedient to whatever he's telling you. Amen. And remember, street love begins with you.
You're the God who saves our Lord.